Hi, everyone. I'm Rachel Zoe.
And I'm Roger Berman.
And you're listening to
Works for Us,
where we talk to people about what works for them in their relationships and, of course, what doesn't. Okay, so Thanksgiving is upon us, and we want to express how thankful we are for our listeners. Your support for Works for Us has been so overwhelming, so incredible, and we are so unbelievably grateful to all of you.
Yes, thanks to all of our listeners. We couldn't do it without you, and we could barely do it anyway. Thank you.
But also, the holiday season is typically full of traditions and rituals that vary from family to family, so we wanted to talk about our own Thanksgiving traditions that sometimes work for us. Mary Elizabeth is sitting in again with Roger and I to ask us all about what this time of year looks like for our family. So let's get into it. And just so you know, we're doing this episode because we get so many questions from all of you about our own lives. And obviously, when we have our guests on, we obviously don't share anything about ourselves. And so now we're just getting a little bit more personal with all of you. And no one knows our personal life better than Mary Elizabeth, otherwise known as Emmy.
Thanksgiving. It's usually a joyful time for most people.
Yes.
Sometimes that's not always the case.
Yeah, sometimes it's not.
But because when we have guests on our show, we like to start sort of back at the beginning. Mm-hmm. I think it would be helpful if you guys sort of set up your own Thanksgiving past, like what it was like for you as a child,
right,
as a kid, and some of the things that like stood out to you or important to you, then you want to continue on with Skylar and Caius.
Well, I would say Thanksgiving was always like a favorite holiday.
Was it?
Yeah, because it's like a happy holiday. It's like the reason that your whole family's together. And it was that beautiful time of year where like all the leaves are different because I'm from East Coast. You know, the leaves were different colors. Everyone ran around. It was like that. It's like that picturesque time. It's that picturesque holiday. It's not religious. It's just kind of like a time that you get to be with your family. You get to like wear cozy sweaters and boots and, you know, obviously I have to bring it back to what you're wearing, but, you know, you get to definitely have a cute outfit on. And, you know, it was just like a great holiday where I just got to see all my favorite people. We'd always have like our close friends over, whoever didn't have a place to go. And then like, as I got older and we used to do it in New York, we were with our family, but then we would like bring in again, like more friends. But then once we came out to LA, it was like a hit or miss for us because my parents don't live here. My family doesn't live here. So we would like have them kind of like every other Thanksgiving based on my sister and her kids, right? And so sometimes it was just us with like a whole bunch of friends.
I don't think it was even that consistent. I think...
Yeah. No, it's true. Trust me.
I mean, I remember, especially when we first got here, we probably didn't have the first few Thanksgivings we did not have with either family, I'm pretty sure.
No, we did.
Okay, fair enough. But I remember distinctly...
So you hung out with friends then?
I remember distinctly being here and it was one of the best things...
That we didn't have family drama.
No, we were like, wait, I just remember.
We're free.
I was like, we're free. And then we had it at our house, remember? And I was like.
That's what I was saying.
And I was like, oh my God, this is the best thing ever. I could just like make Bloody Marys and actually watch football.
And like no family feuds, like, no politics.
And it's like, we serve like the food we want. It's like amazing.
You guys are so ahead of your time. You guys did the Friendsgiving before it was like a thing.
We did. But I do want to point out the food thing. Growing up, my mom made a lot. My aunt made more. But my mom always did the turkey. My grandfather always cut it. And it was like a thing. I remember him doing that. And it was always like such a nice thing. And everyone was always uncomfortably full as people are.
I remember that.
Because it's a very like heavy holiday.
Well, I remember from my perspective, and Rach knows this, but my mother, may she rest in peace, was, you know, pretty much an awful cook. And Thanksgiving was kind of like... Probably, if you have to think about all the holidays, A, you didn't have to go to temple, which was bonus.
Was already bonus, yeah.
B, you didn't have to eat Jew food, which was bonus number two.
Bonus, huge bonus for me.
C, as long as you make the turkey, like the other stuff's kind of hard to mess up. Like
I feel
my
like
mom,
your mom definitely messed up.
No,
the
my mom
tried it out.
The turkey was a little dry, but my mom, no, but she made good stuffing. I don't know why. It was Stouffer's. Remember Stouffer's? Stuff was dope.
I remember
with breadcrumbs. Add breadcrumbs.
Yeah,
it was awesome. And maybe she made it. Nah, she probably used Stouffer's, I think. But anyway, the stuffing was
she definitely
amazing.
Used the store brand of Stouffer's.
But what I remember most distinctly about Thanksgiving, And I don't know why. I don't remember like a lot of like who was with us, whatever, whatever. It was a long time ago. But I remember we had this like a white electric knife. Did you guys have an electric knife?
Of course we did. Oh, yeah. That's what my poppy is. That's what my poppy is.
And that was like the thing, like Marvin, carve the turkey. My dad's name was Marvin. And he'd be like, and that thing was probably, it wasn't sharpened ever. And the thing, I don't know how effective it was. Cause I think if you had like a really sharp, like nice knife, you just go like right through it. But like the electric turkey, like literally once a year, so you bring out the electric turkey, like knife thingy-majiggy. So that's literally my biggest memory.
That.
Well, yeah, I'm a fat ass. All I care about is the food.
So funny. What's your favorite? Like, what's your favorite side dish?
He doesn't like sweet potatoes.
No, I don't like sweet potatoes. So I literally like stuffing, gravy, and turkey.
I actually like dark meat.
You know what's weird? I don't eat that much during Thanksgiving. It's weird. I don't know.
Depends on where you
depends. Are. Yeah. Well,
last year you did.
Thanksgiving.
Because remember, I like made stuff. Andrew made stuff. We got like it was really good last year.
But anyway, what I found over just big holidays. I don't like being that full.
It's right.
I'd rather eat a little bit and a few hours later, you know?
Like so, all the overeating you do when you're a kid.
It's just like
you decide when you're an adult, like, I don't feel like that right
now.
So like, I know better.
So I like to take a lot of variety of everything, but I don't like potatoes.
You don't like mashed potatoes?
No, I like potatoes. I don't like sweet potatoes. So, but what they'll do is they'll put like marshmallows and crap. Yeah. Like I don't want any of that sweet stuff. So honestly, I really kind of stick to like, I don't know, gravy, stuffing, and turkey.
Simple.
More or less.
What time did you guys eat Thanksgiving growing up?
Because I feel like it was early, like five.
Yeah.
Like five.
We did it earlier than that, even. So
that's because, like a thing. Because that's like 3 o'clock.
No, because you know what it is? I think
we
it
do
is.
Five.
No, I think Jews just don't eat that early because they need to have three meals. Okay. So if you think about it, you non-Jews are giving up a full meal, which is never happening in the Jews. So what we do is we're like, okay, obviously wake up, have breakfast. Then you can have a light lunch at like 1 and still fit in a nice 5 o'clock throwdown.
Feast. Yeah.
So you guys do that for April, for Easter, I mean, for Christmas.
Same, like 3:34, and like, right?
Yeah. Because you know why? Because they want to have light on stomachs, keep drinking. The Jews are like, no, we don't care about the drinking. We care about the eating. And that's why we have three meals and you can't take it away from us. You know, we walked around the desert for 40 years without food. Manna from the sky helped feed us. Now that we have the opportunity, we want 3 squares a day.
Okay, what I want to say is
that makes sense.
Something I think is important to point out for all you moms and dads out there. So I grew up, my point was, before Roger interrupted me, was that my mother did cook and my aunt really cooked and my grandma really cooked. My mother, sometime around my young teenage life, decided she's not cooking anymore because there's enough people around that do it as good as her and she doesn't have to do it.
She's smart.
So I'm just going to go with the fact that we started having prepared Thanksgiving meals. And then when we came out here, we started having Joan do it at Joan's on 3rd because her food is better than mine.
Who we affectionately call Aunt Joan when people ask.
I'm sure.
We're like, Aunt Joan cooked it.
And so it's I do
Aunt
think,
Joan's
but guess what?
Mm-hmm.
This year I'm going to make stuff. Because
what are you going to make?
Well, I'm going to do it because Caius learned in his class how to do a whole Thanksgiving meal with a math budget. And he wants to go shopping for the food with
a budget.
And he wants to pick it out and help me.
He only spent, he said, great. He's so funny. He's like, I only spent $87.
No, $113.
And he has $400.
He goes, took the hot chocolate out for $7 because he knows you and I don't want hot chocolate with our Thanksgiving meal.
He like literally is like picked that because it's really cool.
It's so smart the way they did it.
They pick a budget, but he came home with change. He's like, I have a lot of change.
They gave him $400 to feed 7 people.
Why is there 7? Is
he just chose 7.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
So I didn't understand that.
So he chose 7 servings. And I said, well, honey, for the math part of it, you could have made it easier for yourself. Daddy and I would have had some hot chocolate.
Right.
He goes, but mommy, that's wasting money.
Yeah.
I said, that's the assignment.
See, that's very smart. I love that.
So we're going to go to Whole Foods and shop for Thanksgiving.
I don't know about you, Mary Elizabeth. Yeah. Now that I have a third party here to bounce some things off of, I never even had the concept of catering. Like that didn't even exist in my life.
No.
Like with my family.
Not at all. Not like, mine either.
No. Yeah. Like I don't understand. Like people come in and do things like that did not happen. It was like mom and like, maybe we would like, we had like our, maybe a clean lady would help like come by that night or whatever, like, or to help. I think that would happen.
Yeah.
But like actually going out and getting food. Uh-uh.
Same boat. No way. And I remember too, like, cause my mom had a lot of sisters. We would always do it with my, you know, celebrate Thanksgiving with my mom's family. It was always like oven gate. Cause one oven had the turkey in it and you couldn't roast anything else.
Right. With of course.
The
turkey.
So it was like, oh, you have to go get like the Brussels sprouts are at Aunt Laura's oven. Right. And don't forget the, you know, the mashed potatoes are at the other house.
So it is always a bit of like an oven jam.
All right.
Isn't
so
it?
Yeah.
The holidays are all about coming together and creating the magic of the season. Sure, you can buy ornaments, but isn't building custom ornaments so much more chic? This year, KiwiCo invites your family to make the holidays just a little bit more hands-on, all while learning a thing or two along the way. KiwiCo is the one-stop gift shop for kids of every interest and age. Kids can discover the mechanics behind everyday projects, learn the science of cooking, explore new cultures, and practice new art and design techniques, all through seriously fun, hands-on projects. My kids have absolutely loved the science and robotics-themed KiwiCo projects, such as the remote-controlled snake robot and the domino machine. But we've recently been picking out our holiday crates, and I love that KiwiCo makes holiday decorating interactive and so much fun for my boys. They are so excited to try the Santa sleigh and the ice skating rink, which both have a little bit of robotics and mechanics to them while still being super seasonal and cute. I love that KiwiCo has made it possible for them to learn and create while getting so into the holiday spirit. No matter the time of year, you can always expect KiwiCo to go above and beyond. Your child can get incredibly cool hands-on science, art, and geography projects that are delivered to their door every single month. They'll also be so excited to see these arrive in the mail. My kids freak out when they come to the door. They're so excited about what's inside. KiwiCo Day will be their favorite day of the month, and you'll love how high quality the materials are too. There's no commitment, so you can pause or cancel anytime. This holiday season, give the gift of a fun, hands-on holiday experience with KiwiCo. Get 50% off your first month plus free shipping on any crate line with code ZOE at KiwiCo.com. That's 50% off your first month at KiwiCo.com, promo code ZOE. KiwiCo.com, promo code ZOE, ZOE. As everyone probably knows, I'm a very detail-oriented person, and I like to change up my personal products like I change up my wardrobe with the seasons. Thanks to Native's new seasonal scents, I'm able to switch up my routine and find my newest favorites. Yes, I'm talking about their deodorant. Native deodorant is formulated with ingredients you have actually heard of, like coconut oil and shea butter, two of my personal favorites. Native deodorant never uses aluminum, parabens, or sulfate, but still keeps you smelling amazingly fresh all day long. With classics and rotating seasonals, Native has a deodorant scent for everyone, including their new holiday-inspired collection, Candy Cane, Sugar Cookie, and Fresh Mistletoe. Native is not just good for you, it's great for the planet. They have a deodorant made of 100% paperboard packaging. They're vegan and are never tested on animals. I'm certainly not alone in loving Native. They have over 15,000 five-star reviews, and I know you're going to love them too. I personally love the Fresh Mistletoe scent. It's holiday-themed with a bright freshness that's not too sweet, because I personally prefer a subtle scent, and this one is it. The Fresh Mistletoe gives me an herbaceous, piney scent that smells clean in the most natural way. And, of course, Roger loves it too. Keep the scents of the season with you with Native's limited-time holiday-scented deodorants. Go to nativedeodorant.com and use code ZOE to get 20% off your first purchase at checkout. That's nativedeodorant.com, code ZOE, Z-O-E, for 20% off. nativedeodorant.com, code ZOE.
So we're from the Northeast. Can I ask you a question? What is like, are there different...
Mary's from Georgia.
Yeah. Is there different, like a traditional dishes like in the South versus the North? Because
so the biggest difference I know of for Thanksgiving is stuffing. So Southerners typically call stuffing dressing, which is slightly different. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Then what do you call gravy?
Like dressing.
What do you call gravy then?
Gravy.
Just so you gravy. Put gravy on the dressing?
Yes.
That's the dumbest thing
turkey
I've ever heard.
Turkey and dressing.
See, this is why we
really?
Won the war. Yes. This is why we
yeah.
won the war.
Yeah.
They call dressing so, I mean, come on.
I know. It is strange, but
I feel like you
but
guys
you still eat
and
turkey?
And my family, yeah. And my family never actually stuffed the bird.
We did.
I think my grandmother was like worried about E. coli and stuff.
I got to tell you, like, Mary, yeah. you and our viewers of the Rachel Zoe Project would remember the one and only time I made a turkey, and I'm pretty darn sure I'm not making one again.
It's a lot of work.
Not only is it work, I'm sorry, you guys, and I don't want to insult anybody, but it was really gross.
Yeah.
That whole inside thing is
the neck and the gizzard.
But Mary, I feel like, don't you guys like fry your turkeys and blow yourself up with those
yes.
like boilers?
Okay.
I mean, those like pots. Can you explain how everyone
exactly
in the South blows
right.
themselves up?
So this,
and isn't it a beer turkey?
No. What's no, you're thinking of beer butt chicken.
Oh, beer
where
butt
you,
chicken.
Where you
right.
roast a chicken on a grill
with beer.
With like a PBR.
No, I'm talking
what's
about when they do
what's
like.
A PBR?
It's a beer, a Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
You knew that? Gosh, she's got to get
God,
out more.
Try and keep up. It's very hipster, Rachel.
So frying a turkey. This is the PSA. This is the fatal mistake. People get the oil nice and hot and they drop the turkey in completely frozen, and that causes literally an explosion.
Really?
So you have to thaw the turkey 100% before you drop it into the oil.
Also, it
so
won't,
anybody
it won't
out
cook
there,
through if it's frozen.
Or kaboom.
Oh my God. So we are trying to really help.
So we're
help
saving
our
lives.
We're
here.
Saving Mary, we knew you would save lives.
Honestly, it works for us.
Yeah.
yeah. So always thaw your turkey before you fry it. Please, 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 please.
Or better yet, why take a perfectly healthy turkey and deep fry it?
Because have you ever had it? It's so good. The
it's
skin.
Probably
it's so
good.
We've got to get you to Atlanta, Roger. One of these days we'll get you down there.
He will
there.
Roll out of Atlanta.
He will.
I've been there.
He'd love it. Another question for you guys, because I was always jealous of the kids that got to have Thanksgiving in like whatever clothes they wanted. My parents were, it was like, I think probably because my mom was trying to be efficient and be like, oh, this is when I can get my Christmas card photo.
Right.
So I'm going to make all my right. kids dress up and right. like, that's the thing.
Right. In the same thing.
In the same thing.
Like some green velvet something, right? Or velvet.
And the fight about tights every
oh,
year.
Oh, but you were so cute in
I
those
was
clothes.
Such a monster,
was
though.
What was the fight over tights? Just wondering.
Wearing them was like.
I hate tights.
It was horrible. The seam across your toe, the way they like tugged up on your.
Right.
It was always.
So, but you had to wear tights in your Christmas card photo.
100%.
I don't remember there being much of a dress code with me. I think I would just wear like, sweat. Like we would wear like whatever, but I don't think like we were not that formal.
You didn't have to wear like a button up or a tie.
Definitely not a tie. Maybe I would wear a button up if it was like Thanksgiving.
In your house?
Well, if we had people
yeah.
over. Yeah, you would always like a company was over. You'd
wait, are we talking about us or you as a kid?
You as a kid,
even
like growing up.
Yeah, when you had company over, your mom made you probably look pretty like presentable.
I was always overdressed for everything.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. So like, but your family
here
would dress up for Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah.
I mean, we didn't have
holiday. You know my mother.
But did you guys do holiday cards? Your mom didn't do holiday cards, right?
We never did holiday cards. My mom threw a party for everything just because it was a Monday and any excuse. And Thanksgiving, my mom believes that there is always an extra seat at the table, no
right.
matter what. So if like
very nice.
We always had friends.
Yeah, we
that,
did too.
You know,
my parents. Took,
my mother, you know, my mom. Yeah. No matter she can't.
My parents
bear
were like that too. My parents
alone.
Had like sort of adopted kids along the way. They weren't really adopted, but people like friends of friends and like
yeah.
people they took.
Just anyone
of.
Who didn't have a place to go. But so we always
my
had my family
like
and
too.
We had really close friends and my mom. We always had enough food for 30 people. But what I very clearly remember that I loved about Thanksgiving, honestly, I was with my grandparents and my great aunt and uncle Jerry. And that was like, it was like my whole family always. And I just loved that. And it was like such a hot, like.
I don't remember if Thanksgiving was like family or.
I know, mine was family.
Like. Neighbor, not neighbors, but like more local. I don't.
But I didn't dress up. Like I didn't dress up them.
I just remember yeah. watching, you know, football.
But I would say I'm here,
really?
And I was a Dallas fan.
Here, it's
and
very,
Dallas always plays.
Here, it's very casual. in LA.
Right.
In LA,
what do you have Skylar and Kaius wear?
Like, for example, like if we were going to somebody's house for Thanksgiving, I would definitely put them in like a nice sweater with like nice jeans and like ankle boots. You know what I mean? I would definitely put them in something
but
that's
nice. Dressy for LA. Really.
No. But what I would say is like here, if we're doing it at our house and it's just like us and like close friends, they can just be in like a nicer version of comfy clothes. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. It's okay. But I think it's different when you go to other people's houses. But this year, I think we're going to Soleil's in Malibu. So they'll be in like comfies.
They'll be Venice Beach boys.
That'll be fun.
Yeah. They're going to run on the beach on Thanksgiving.
Awesome. And it's going to be nice too, I think.
I know.
That's cute.
Beautiful.
When is Hanukkah this year?
Tomorrow.
It's really soon.
I think it starts Sunday, the 28th or Monday, the 29th. I want to say, I'm on it.
Are we going to have a Hanukkah party?
I was Amazoning like
are we gonna have a
crazy last
Are we going to have a Hanukkah party?
Were you?
What?
We're going to have a little Hanukkah party, right? Isn't that what we thought?
Are you?
Are you just springing that on me?
No,
are you just like throwing that at me? This is the first I'm hearing of it, people. I've not heard of a Hanukkah party.
I don't know.
But I'm happy to make one.
No, like I thought just, not you, just a couple of the boys, like another couple or something, do some Hanukkah stuff.
Does Amir's have moved to Spain?
I know.
You got to find another Jewish family to do Hanukkah fun with.
They don't have to be Jewish.
Well, to celebrate
But they could make latkes.
I go to the other way, you know how all the Jews in LA celebrate Christmas.
Sure.
I go to Christmas.
But I want you guys to talk about that a little bit because I think it's interesting dynamic.
Without you getting aggressive about it, keep a lighthearted tone about it.
I would 100%. No, what's wrong? I think, like, that's what I'm saying. I don't think you have to be Jewish to come over to a Hanukkah party. Who cares?
Okay, but you didn't think it was okay that Santa comes to our house.
That's
so
different. That's a religious thing. No, but by the way, we go to Christmas. Yeah. There's one thing about.
I just want to be clear. Whoa. I, in no way, shape, or form, feel like Santa is religious.
Are you insane?
I just don't. You can't call that man religious.
It's not religious. But anyway, yeah, you're right. I'm going to go with this. What I'm talking about is totally different. Like, we go over to people's houses for like Christmas Eve or Christmas.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I invite people over for like whatever. If we have a Jewish holiday.
There
and
was
like,
at one point our breakfast for Yom Kippur was like 85% non-Jews.
Yeah.
Right.
But it's nice to be able to, include people from other religions in your thing.
Totally.
I think that's completely separate than you as a family, let's say participating and with the icons and the symbols of said religion. Like, why stop at a Christmas tree? Why not just put a cross right up there?
I didn't ask for a Christmas tree.
Right.
Just saying, where does it end?
When you guys were growing up, was there like any sort of decorating for Hanukkah? I mean, other than like a menorah,
or a menorah,
and that was it. And
it's
it like came down once
boring
a year.
Yeah. Thing. Like, I asked for lights. No, I asked for a white tree with Jewish stars on it. I tried.
I feel like we got super excited once because we got some sort of, because you obviously light the menorah every night, like the actual physical light. But then I feel like we got some sort of like a light up menorah where you could like turn the light each day and it would like go on. And that, like, we put out on, like, on the, almost, all the Christmas, the people celebrate Christmas have those, like, beautiful lights in their windows.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, yo, we got our own. And it was, like, a menorah. And you could, like, put it out on the window. So I thought that was pretty cool. But it was, like, glowing, like, orange light.
Can I say something?
Because, like, orange menorah light, it was sort of, like, weird and creepy.
I love it.
But I was pretty happy. Yes, my love.
Yeah.
I'm calling on Rachel. By the way, Rachel just put her hand up.
So I'm going to have to, you can't talk over each other on these things, which is hard for Roger.
My wife is super hot. By the way, these last few days we've gone out a lot and she's been looking her absolute best.
Well, we know you've been going out a lot because you missed last week's episode where we recorded about you guys going out a lot.
Who missed it? I did?
Yes. You did. It's fine. You stood
you
us up.
It.
We made the best of it.
You left.
It's
you
fine.
Literally left the building. So long story short is, this is my feeling. I feel like as people evolve,
mm-hmm.
I think holidays should evolve and the way that we approach holidays should evolve. And I personally did not grow up very religious,
mm-hmm.
And nor did my mother. And I am, of course, very proud to be Jewish. But I also, without getting too deep into it, I just like to be very free-flowing in my approach to the holidays.
Right.
I think whatever religion you are, you're invited to my house. I think for whatever holiday, right? I think that for decorating, I think it's so much fun to decorate. And I think like my kids like love, they want like lights on the trees and they want, and why not? Why is that religious? I did it for my birthday.
Right.
Like yeah. I put white lights in the trees. So like, I think that's okay, you know? And so I think it's about, we've always celebrated Christmas Eve and Christmas with our friends out here. It's so much fun. And I honestly look at the holidays as like great excuses for people to be together. You know, yeah. I don't really look at it as like, I only celebrate this or I only celebrate. I just look at it as like, okay. And I understand the principles behind it, but I also think like you are what you are and you believe in what you believe. But I just think you're with the people you love. And I think it's all good because even growing up, we always went out for brunch as a family on Christmas, on Easter. We always did a beautiful thing. Yeah, we didn't do that.
Right.
We would always go to Chinese food.
No, we didn't. We went to like a nice fancy brunch somewhere with like 8 courses.
No, we went to Chinese food because it's only open.
Okay, you guys, I found the most incredible jewelry brand and I absolutely have to tell you about it. Ana Luisa is a brand with classic quality and very affordable jewelry prices. I've found the most gorgeous gold earrings, rings, and necklaces in their collection that I absolutely had to add to my everyday jewelry look. I've really been enjoying their Nala ring and the Elise double earrings for a dose of everyday glam that will brighten up pretty much any outfit. Their pieces are so timeless, elegant, and of course tasteful that their jewelry is truly perfect for everyone. I'm very particular when it comes to quality, and let me tell you, Ana Luisa jewelry is quality at the best price point you could probably find. When it comes to jewelry, I believe more is more. So I've really enjoyed layering and stacking all of my favorite pieces from Ana Luisa. There's really no wrong way to wear these pieces, and they work with anything from loungewear to business attire. I promise Ana Luisa jewelry will make you look effortlessly glamorous for any occasion. In fact, if you're looking for the perfect holiday gift for your mom, sister, or friend, Ana Luisa jewelry is sure to be a much appreciated present. Their versatile designs are perfect to mix and match and wear every day, and they even have a gift guide on their website to help you shop. I absolutely recommend checking out Ana Luisa. I love them. Their pieces start at $39, and they're currently running the biggest sale of the year. You can get 60% off on the second item if you go on shopanaluisa.com/works for us. shop.analuisa.com/works for us. Okay, so let's be serious. I'm never not busy. And sometimes I need a little distraction from everything that's stressing me out in the moment. And that's exactly why I have to tell you guys about the coolest mobile puzzle game, Best Fiends. Because crushing candy is just so 2012. It's time for a puzzle game with something fresh to offer. I mean it when I say that Best Fiends is such a fun and relaxing way to take a little mental break during the day. With Best Fiends, you play through an actual storyline complete with good guys, the fiends, and not so good guys, the slugs. Basically, it's an action-packed adventure and a brain-boosting puzzle game all rolled into one. There's new content added all the time, so you're never bored. I'm just getting started, but I'm already truly obsessed. And with literally thousands of levels and more added all the time, there's always a fresh challenge waiting when I need a mental pick-me-up. Download Best Fiends free today on the App Store or Google Play. That's friends without the R, Best Fiends.
Before you guys had kids, did you ever do a like a travel Thanksgiving? Like you happened to be in Paris or you were in
No.
I don't think so.
Jewish holidays, we were always in Paris because it's always Roger's birthday and Yom Kippur.
Yeah, I used to go to temple in Paris. It was great.
That's nice. I bet that was beautiful.
It was actually was beautiful. It's a lot like a church.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite Thanksgiving? Like one that you remember? Like as an example, my parents once surprised us and took us to Disney World for Thanksgiving.
Oh my God.
And we were freaking out. And I remember being
God,
like,
we should do that this
it's
year.
80 degrees. We were swimming in a pool at Thanksgiving, about to go to like the Magic Kingdom the next day.
And you're like, this is life.
And my dad bought us like turkey TV dinners. And it was like the most fun memory, even though it was so basic and whatever.
It was different.
It was like spending the holiday not like in a scratchy sweater with like, like listening to my grandma's favorite music. You know, it was like fun and exciting. Do you have a Thanksgiving idea that you look back and you're like, that was great.
I think my favorite one, honestly, would be one of our ones after we had like Sky, and we did it with like Jamie and Kelly, yes, and their kids, and Catherine, and like we would have all our close friends. We would host. It was our holiday for sure. Yeah. We would have Joey and like anyone of our close friends. Sometimes my parents were here, but like if it was just them.
But that's why I'm saying we've mostly
been. And it was really fun.
We mostly host it.
Thanksgiving's
a weird time for like travel because Christmas comes right after. So I feel like we've mostly been solo, like from family, since we've been out here, which is 18 years.
More of a Friendsgiving for us.
Yeah, it's more Friendsgiving for sure for us.
And you know, so many people
nice,
do that now.
But it's nice sometimes because there's no like stress.
Yeah.
Friendsgiving is a bit less stressful sometimes.
I 100% agree.
No, totally.
And you don't have to eat at 3 p.m.
And by the way, you don't have to eat at 3. By the way, we were such losers, I guess, until Soleil invited us somewhere, but we were like going to go to a hotel because it's just the four of us and we have no friends.
That's actually not true.
That's so not
you
true.
Actually just said you actually, I said we could be invited to 15 Thanksgivings. And you said, I don't want to be.
Well, but I love Soleil. So if she invites me, I would go.
Well, okay. She did invite you.
Yay.
So this is more of a question for Roger.
Yes.
What is your go-to Thanksgiving dessert?
Oh.
Or like, do you not care?
Wait, newlyweds. Can I answer?
Yeah. You answer for him. Let's see.
What kind of dessert do they have on Thanksgiving?
Hold on. Stop.
Again?
Duh.
Like pumpkin
just
pie or
stop
shit?
Talking. I'm answering.
Oh, sorry.
Roger would rather eat 4 plates of the actual food than any dessert. Now, that said, he always had my Aunt Charles cheesecake.
Yeah.
Is
that Thanksgiving-y though?
Yeah. Yeah. It is, but pumpkin pie typically. And you don't like that. And you don't like apple pie.
Pecan pie.
No, that's a
big thing.
All right, Rachel, you're out of the newlyweds game.
I'm saying you don't really eat dessert. You would have like a bite of something, but he doesn't really.
Well, to answer your question, during Thanksgiving, when it was time to dessert, I would do this exact thing. I would take a tiny piece of the apple pie, mostly crust.
Yep.
And then I would take...
Because he doesn't like hot... fruit.
Yeah, I don't like hot fruit, but I like the crusty part, you know, like that's cool.
Hates hot fruit.
So I would take a little of that and then I would do the exact same thing with the pecan pie. And then maybe I would take a scoop of vanilla ice cream and put it on there. And that would be dessert if
Not
I was
even.
Gonna ever have it.
Not
but
even.
I usually wouldn't have dessert.
He doesn't really do it.
Or you know what sometimes I do
but
for
I
dessert?
But I feel like you love like carrot cake and that kind of stuff. I mean, that's not
but it's like,
typically things.
But for me, like what I typically
But he'd
do,
never eat a whole piece.
No. And that's why I don't really like cake. Like I don't like it. What I've been doing mostly, like what I mostly do for dessert now is like if they almost every place that's like a cookie tray or whatever, I'll literally take a cookie and like that'll be my dessert. You know, just something sweet, like whatever, and I'm done.
Yeah.
I don't want to sit down and like start like with a fork and knife eating dessert. Like that I don't do that.
Cause are you like a coffee guy with dessert for Thanksgiving? Because that's like
family.
That's like our thing.
No, I'm a Johnny Walker Black for dessert.
Well, there's Bailey's in the coffee.
Cognac with my dad.
Yeah,
cognac
that's,
with
that's my dad. Sweet and weird.
It's perfect.
Oh God, the bunch of loopy coffee people, Bailey's.
It's so good. It's so good.
Oh, it's so sweet.
How else are you going to stay up? You got the tryptophan working.
Tryptophan.
It's true.
All right,
okay, I think we should talk about, not to get super cheesy, but here we are. Gratitude, because that's what technically this whole holiday is about, is being thankful and being grateful and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the listeners should actually know that during, I guess it was during COVID, right? We started the gratitude email for our company.
Yeah.
Every week you guys asked us as a company
to give gratitude
to email submit what we were grateful for or who we were grateful for that week.
Yep.
And I think that's such like a wonderful, cool thing you guys started. So what, like, whose idea was that? Why? Like, I don't even know why we started it.
Okay, so gratitude is, you know, it's funny because Rusty had a very big impact on our family with gratitude and our children before going to sleep and giving gratitude for everything good in their life. But I would say for me, gratitude is something that, look, I think I have more gratitude as we sit here today than I've probably ever had in my entire life. I think coming out of the 18 months of this pandemic that's still going on, still locking down countries as we sit here in like a fourth wave, I think that the fact that we're all sitting here healthy and able to be together with our families and our friends, being able to be triple vaccinated and all of that. And now our kids can be, I think that, you know, I'm honestly just grateful that I'm busier than ever with work, have all these incredible opportunities, that our fans and family are healthy, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, it's just so basic. It's like, but I've never, like, you say it every year and you mean it every year, but like this year, it's just next level.
Yeah. It's deeper.
It's so
a deeper,
much deeper
level of,
yeah,
I gratefulness.
Think last year, not being able to like see our families, nobody, you know what I mean? It's just, I don't know.
Yeah. I think it's going to be a really, a good Thanksgiving in that way. I think what I found is almost every thing we've gone to in the last couple of months, you know, has been like the best XYZ, the best XYZ, because, you know, I'm saying the best event of this kind, because people really just miss each other. You know, you really see that. And I think it's going to be no different. Be like, oh my God, Thanksgiving again. Like, you know,
right.
I think it's just a certain,
there's a new appreciation, for seeing each other
and for the actual traditions. And I think what there's new appreciation for, you know, traditions are typically done with people in close proximity. Anything, a wedding, a bar mitzvah, a holiday,
right?
You know, and when you take that element away, it really loses a lot of the magic. You could do, actually, and then some things like, wow, you could do a Zoom call better than you can talk on the phone, because they have to stay focused. Like, okay, so you learn some things for business are actually better, but like, you just can't replicate like the smell of a house, yeah, when you walk in and it's like, oh, we're here for Thanksgiving, and there's like stuff cooking, and like those smells, those cues are really what it makes it, yeah, I think, a holiday, right?
Totally.
So I think people are really, I think people miss that. And I think that it's going to be a very nice holiday for, you know, everyone, God willing, that, you know, gets to be with their family and is safe and healthy.
Agreed. Amen. And what do you hope Skylar and Caius have, like, what do you hope they carry on in their adult lives about Thanksgiving? Well, is there anything that you're like, oh, I really hope they keep doing this?
Want them, honestly, I hope that my children never leave the state of California, but I hope that we get to be with them for as long as we're alive on Thanksgiving. But obviously if they're away at school or wherever they are, but I mean, I honestly just, the thing, it's like, I've said this to you before, our kids are so sweet. They're such nice people. They're so considerate. They're such empaths, you know?
And they want to be together.
They want, you know, to be together. So I always hope, at the very least, my dream for them is that if they're not with us, that they're always together, you know?
That's really,
yeah, nice. I think that's super nice. And also one thing that I think Rachel, I don't know if we formally started it, but I heard Rachel kind of, you know, at least implying it, but like the kids, you know, they're putting together Hanukkah list, right?
Uh-huh.
But I think one of the things that Rachel keeps saying is, hey, you don't just have to get stuff. You could also, on your Hanukkah list, you could put like, I want to give this to somebody, or like,
Kaya said, I want to donate to Cherry, baby to baby, of course.
Yeah. So like one of the things that I encourage, like you could have your kids do is say, hey, I want to do something charitable. Like, or instead of me getting this truck, I want to like donate this. I don't know. It's like one less thing, because they're going to want it all anyway, but one less thing on their list that it's like a sacrifice for them, even though they're getting it, if you know what I mean. But I think that's kind of cool. And that was something that Rachel was encouraging. So that's cool.
That is great. I love that.
Always give and always have a seat at your table.
Yeah.
You know,
that's a good way to end it.
It's Elijah.
Yeah. Always give back. Always have a seat at the table.
Okay.
Works for us.
Works for us.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Happy holidays.
Have a happy, healthy, travel safe, stay safe. Enjoy your friends and family, because you actually get to be together this year.
Amazing.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
If you liked what you've heard so far, please make sure you're subscribed on Apple Podcasts. And of course, give us a rating and a review. And don't forget, keep listening. And check us out on our Instagram at works.for.us. And please tell us your stories. There's now a Works For Us phone line that you can call to leave us a message with your very own relationship stories. And we're planning to share our favorites on the podcast. You can also ask us for relationship advice, although I can't stress enough that we are not experts, but we'll still take your questions. So if you want to share your story or ask us a question, give us a call at 657-549-2251. That's 657-549-2251. You can also find all of our contact info on our Instagram at works.for.us.